Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From KDKA Pittsburgh, I'm Paul Rasmussen. Here are the top stories we're following on Wednesday, August 14th. Giving a boost to the natural gas industry in western Pennsylvania, President Donald Trump toured Shell's ethane cracker plant in Beaver County on Tuesday afternoon. KDKA Radio's Joe DiStio was there.
Mr. Trump praised a couple thousand union workers who crowded into a large maintenance warehouse to hear his hour-long speech.
You are the backbone of America, the absolute backbone, and you haven't been given the honor of having that said by other people. But you are the backbone of this country.
The president claims he has great support among union members, if not union leaders. He told the workers to vote them out if they don't support him in the next election. In Potter Township, Joe DiStio, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Child sex abuse survivors have a powerful new tool to sue their perpetrators in New York State. Here's CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
A law went into effect overnight, giving people shut out by a statute of limitations a one-year window to take legal action. Survivor James Larney tells CBS's Nikki Batiste he's ready for his day in court.
Does the New York Child Victims Act give you the power back?
Yes, it does. I never thought that this moment would come where I'd be able to legally seek justice.
Larney tells Nikki he was 13 when his local priest began sexually abusing him in the church choir loft. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Pittsburgh police say a man in a wheelchair tried to rob a bank on the South Side Tuesday afternoon. It happened at First National Bank in the 1100 block of East Carson Street around 3:30 p.m. A teller says a man in his 60s entered the bank in the wheelchair and handed over a note demanding cash, and he apparently had second thoughts because then he left the bank. I'm Paul Rasmussen for KDKA.